Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Priscilla Leona. Did I say Leona? My God, I don't even know my own name these days. Leona, Priscilla Leona, that's who I am. Producer and host of the show. And we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. We have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. So this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, and resource information on how to elevate your career status. Now, we have very cool guests on our show, and some of them include Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Tony Award winners. We have reality TV stars and just a wide variety of working show business professionals. And that includes film and television, music and radio producers and directors. We have casting directors, literary agents, casting agents, PR agents, talent managers, writers, publicists, stunt people, and entertainment attorneys. The list just goes on. Now, if you missed any of our past shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of them from 2008 until last week. Okay, number one, the free mobile app. We are obviously on the App Store and the Google Play Store. We're on iTunes, number two. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. Just Google Priscilla Leona or Question Reality Radio Show or LA Talk Radio, and you will find us somewhere. Lastly, obviously, the archive page, which is right here on this website. So if you're listening to me now from the LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com website, just click on Question Reality or look for my name, Priscilla Leona, and there you go. You'll find it. Now, we ask you for a little itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, polka-dot bikini favor, and that is that you please subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts, and also to give us a like and a follow on all of our social media pages. We're on, of course, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and they're all under my name, Priscilla Leona. That's because, what do I say every week? Branding, 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 branding. You have to keep everything consistent. If somebody meets you and they don't remember anything else about you, if they remember your name, they can Google you and be under your brand, whatever you choose that to be. But try to keep it professional and, you know, nothing cutesy and too artsy. Just, you know, keep it cool, man. Keep it cool and professional. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show to promote and showcase your talents, current and upcoming projects or products, but you also have a insane desire to help our listeners by providing much needed and sage advice about the entertainment industry, please go to our official website. Now you gotta stop and listen, because I'm sure most people have phased out and maybe possibly are half asleep by now, but listen, because you have to go to a different website. You have to go to the Question Reality Radio Show website, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. So again, questionrealityradioshow.com. And that's where you can see our annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their sites. Also, that's where you submit to be booked. So you just click the contact link, and it's really, 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 really easy and short. We just need your name, email, title, and website. And that is it for the show introduction, because that means we get to meet our guest. She has been on the show many times. She is the most darling woman. She is gorgeous. Every time I look at her, I'm like, I'm sexy. And she's super giddy because she has this beautiful, you know, Norway Nordic look. And I watch a lot of foreign television. Like, that's my favorite. I prefer, and I watch a lot of Swedish shows. I watch shows from Norway and Finland and Germany and Denmark and you name it. And so I see many women that look like our guest today, all beautiful women. But contrary to my belief, she's not from the Nordic world. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I was wondering why I was so attracted to all of these shows and these people. Turns out Albert and I did a DNA, ancestry.com, and 123 something. Turns out I am from a Viking brood. Yes, my ancestors are from the Norway, which was called something else back in the day. But yes, and then of course I have Irish and English blood. So yes, people used to say you're like a Viking, because in school, the boys, you know, they'd get on my nerves. I'd get them in a headlock and it would be all over. They're like, oh my God, you're like a Viking. But sure enough, it's true. I'm from Viking ancestry, but I haven't had a boy in a headlock since 84. So I'm doing pretty good. All right, let's get back to the guest today, this gorgeous hot lady. I am so impressed with her. I tell you, I have so many friends that are writers and directors and just so many people in the entertainment industry. And I hate to say it, and I know they're going to get mad at me, but Linda Palmer is probably one of my favorites. That is the guest today, Linda Palmer. She is an award-winning writer, director, producer, and production designer, which if you are doing your own movies, my gosh, yes, being a production designer is always a plus, or you have to hire one, very expensive, but she does her own production designing, which is great. She is a person who's focused primarily on socially relevant projects, right? We love that. I want you to take a moment and go to her website. It is runawayproductions.tv. Runawayproductions.tv. Runaway Production. Oh, that sounds like a song. Okay, so she's also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all under Halloween Obsessed ENT. Halloween Obsessed ENT. Facebook, Instagram. Oh, but on Twitter, she's Runaway Product One. Let's find out how that happened. Getting into back to my branding. I think that probably was the only name available. She probably tried to get Halloween Obsessed ENT, but it wasn't available. So again, please go there and give her a like and a follow and check out all of her projects. They are very interesting. I've been involved with her on a couple projects through the years. And one thing I tell everyone, this woman will work her fingers to the bone when she does a project. So many times there you work as an actor or the crew, and with these biggest pet peeve, they start projects and then they never finish them. They either stop production because they run out of money, or once they finish, they don't have enough money to continue, or they move on to another project. Well, Linda Palmer, let me tell you, if you want somebody to direct your stuff, this is the woman that's going to get it done. And not only does she finish and complete her films with extreme professionalism, from what I've seen being on the set with her, but she actually follows through and she gets them into the film festivals. She will stay, I'm telling you, she leaves no stone left unturned. She will bleed every venue dry to work for her project to be noticed. And that's the kind of person you want. So without further ado, let's talk to this woman who I'm so very impressed by. Welcome to the show, Linda Palmer.
Thank you so much, Priscilla. You are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't know if you were actually going to be on the show. I thought I'd put you to sleep because I do a little long intro. But I just feel it's important to say something about someone that you've always, that you admire and that you really feel is a great contributor to making film projects. And you are honestly, and you know, I've been telling you this since the day I met you, and you will not, if you ask anyone I know, they will say that I don't talk like that except for you. I really don't.
Aww,
I you know how good you are. You know it, right? You know it. So nobody has to tell you, but I'm sure you get tired.
I've heard it a couple times.
Yeah, see that? So you're probably hearing it.
I don't think anyone gets tired of hearing that they're competent and that they get things done.
Okay, good. I'll say it a couple more times. Now, let's talk about your current, let's talk about Halloween Obsessed. Now, you're in the midst of finishing two more episodes, I understand, of Halloween,
yes,
Halloween
we are.
Obsessed, which is a web series, people, about...
Well, actually it's a docu-series.
I guess... A docu-series?
It's a docu-series.
Now, for people who don't know what a docuseries is, because I like to assume that people are listening to the show for the first time and they're aspiring. So
yeah, they might not
tell
know.
Us what the different. Yeah, tell us what the difference is between a web series and a docuseries.
So the first thing is a docuseries is a documentary. So and there are at some level. So I actually am in the middle of two. I'm working on two web series. And also this docuseries, which is a lot different from the narrative stuff that we've done before, where you've been involved with it, like Turnover and some of the other ones. But yeah, the docuseries came about because during COVID, I think COVID changed all of our lives. But my husband and production partner, Mark Cardone, and I were really evaluating if we could get back to doing narrative work. And I think just in that year or two that things were really up in the air, it allowed us to really sort of reevaluate what we wanted to do, where we were at. And we really decided that we wanted to do something that we could do on our own, right? We didn't hire giant money. We didn't have to, you know, try and get actors to, you know, be attached to it and stuff. And so, and we actually were watching, you know, all of us were watching everything that was streaming. So we were seeing a lot more documentaries and we decided that's something that we want to get into. Now, the funny thing is we had never really shot or filmed and or edited for that matter. I mean, that's something we've always hired people to do. And other than like little promotional stuff. And so for us, we ended up buying a Blackmagic camera, pocket camera, which is a film camera, really nice film camera, and really started editing a lot more on Premiere Pro. And so in the last two years, we've really just sort of gone to school making this docuseries. We decided to do something that would hold our interest, and we're huge Halloween fans. We got married. So we knew that that would keep us engaged, right, while we learned. And so... yeah, we really learned making the pilot, which is the Misconception of Witches. And now we have five other episodes planned, two more that we'll release this year.
So this Halloween possessed and haunted attractions. Is that right? Or
yeah. The next one deals with people who are living with the paranormal, and that one will probably come out in June. And then the second one is about haunted attractions from the home haunt to like the big professional haunt. So.
Mm. Now, as a person who's at Halloween and Christmas, this docuseries, it sounds so exciting and very jump scary-esque. I made up that word. Jump scary-esque. But first, can you please tell us, because I'm sure I know I want to know, why you're so obsessed with Halloween. Everybody has a story about that. I have mine because of the fun memories that I had going trick-or-treating with my mother. But we'd love to hear yours.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, at the time that I was really getting involved in Halloween, or, you know, really celebrating, I was living with a friend's family in high school. And her family really made everything from scratch. They never bought things. So before that, my mom would buy us costumes. But we went with them. We started making everything. And it was so much fun. And also, we were teenagers. We were having, like, Halloween parties at our house. And so that kind of really made me love Halloween. And I always loved it from that point. And then when I got together with my husband, who we'd been friends and business partners for about 10 years prior to getting married, you know, he had come to many of my Halloween parties. By the time we decided to hook up and get together, we started having our own crazy Halloween parties. And probably by our second year of being married, we decided we were going to make a this is funny. Most people decide when they're going to make a movie. They're going to make a horror movie. And, you know, it's going to be something where you take a bunch of actors, you know, to a cabin or wherever, and, you know, they get killed. And so instead of us doing that, we were like, well, let's make a comedy, bring a bunch of, you know, improv actors to our home, make this movie called so there's a lot of characters in that movie that are totally designed on a bit, you know, around people we know. But we filmed in our home. So really, it's like a home movie. Whenever we watch it, we're like, oh my God, it seems like a home movie. Our dog's in it. My kid's in it.
Oh my, I'm going to have to watch that. It's called Halloween.
Oh my God,
Where can we watch it?
It's out. It's everywhere. It's on Amazon. It's on Tubi for free. Okay. I really recommend everyone go to Tubi and watch it for free. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a comedy. It's about a girl looking for love on the most deceptive night of the year. And it actually has a little heart. But anyway, it's so funny because that was in 2011. And then in 2013, on Halloween, we tied the knot, got married on Halloween.
Of course.
And then on Saturday, we had a giant party, and there was over 100 people in our house. And it was crazy. But yeah, we're just nuts. We're nuts about Halloween.
That is great. You need more people to be more friends, because with the exception of you and Ray and Mark, I don't know anybody else who's obsessed with Halloween. My husband, he's like, that's for kids. That's for kids. I'm like, are you kidding? You're insane.
Oh, so, no.
It's not, right?
It is not for kids.
It is
Remember when you came to, I'm pretty sure it was you and Albert came to Midsummer Scream a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oh my God. Then, I lost my mind over the stuff.
That's a great place for anyone to go, but it's insane. It happens in Long Beach. It's this giant expo that has, didn't happen the year last year, but my God, like you want to get in and it, everything that you could possibly think about Halloween happens in that expo. Oh, and Ray, you were talking about Ray. She's one of my partners. And we happened to find out that her and her husband love Halloween too. And so since then, we just celebrate a lot together. We actually started a podcast called Bat Chat Podcast, where we've had you on.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Yeah, so it's just a couple of bats, you know, chatting about everything Halloween and movies.
You know, Linda, when I went to that Midsummer Scream, Yeah, what's it called again? I can't remember.
Midsummer Scream.
Midsummer Scream. Okay, so when I went to that, I felt like I was at Comic-Con. I'm like, wow, this makes me feel, give me the Comic-Con feeling. I'm pleased. I loved it. I bought so much stuff. I swear, Albert's like, we got to get out of here before you drain our bank account. But so much out to this festival. So
no, it is. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, can you tell us, because I want people to really check out this Halloween Obsessed project. Can you tell us what would entice us with more story details for us to take a trip over to one of your social media sites and view your new Halloween web series?
The first one is The Misconception of Witches, and it's four modern-day witches, actually three witches and a shaman, sort of break down the misconceptions of witches. And we have someone in their 30s all the way to, you know, a little bit older than that. I'm not going to name ages here, but anyway, just normal people, you know, and it's just such a unique take. I haven't seen anything else out there. We've all been like, I don't know, is there anything like this? And I haven't really seen it. Now there's a lot of YouTube witches out there where they, you know, there's cottage witches, kitchen witches, green witches, you know, whatever. And they have their own channels, but you don't really see that in mainstream. And people just, you know, the witch is such an iconic image around Halloween. Like people, you know, they have all these thoughts about what witches are, what they do and everything, but that's not how witches really are. So I would say if you're interested in that at all, interested in finding out about the whole idea of witchcraft, Wicca, paganism, shamanism, anything like that, any of the magical sort of paths, that this is something that you might be interested in. And for you and your audience, I'm going to give you a code so you can watch it for free right now. It's QRRS. QRRS.
QRRF as in Frank or Sam?
As in Sam, as in Question of Reality Radio Show.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't even tell me about that. I didn't even know there was a code, but yeah, Question of Reality Radio Show. Oh, my God. You surprised me with
it's
that.
It's your very own code. So for the first 25 people, so here's the deal. It's actually going to release, and no one knows this yet. We just found out. It's going to release on Amazon and on Tubi by this summer. So people will be able to see it however they watch, however they get their content, mostly through Amazon and Tubi this summer. But for now, if they go to our Vimeo channel, the Vimeo channel is vimeo.com, mm-hmm. and then it's /on-demand/witches. Vimeo.com/on-demand/witches.
/witches.
Now, and it's all lowercase. So here's the thing, even if you get Vimeo on your TV, because a lot, like I know we do, you know, sometimes Vimeo is just inside packages.
Yeah.
Just go to the documentary section of Vimeo and you'll be able to find it there. So whether or not you're watching on your TV or whether or not you're just going on the computer and going to Vimeo on the on-demand part, it's witches and it's Halloween Obsessed, the misconception of witches.
These are about
40 minutes to an hour, the shows. This particular one just won an Indie Spirit Award at the Idlewild International Festival of Cinema, but it was also nominated for Best Director for a Documentary and Best Documentary Featurette. So it's already an award-winning show, and it just came out.
Wow! So Vimeo.com/on-demand/witches. Go to the documentary section and they find Halloween Obsessed. Then they type in the code QRRS and they can watch it for free.
Watch it for free. The first 25. You got 25 of them.
Oh, First 25. Oh, I better put that down because I'm going to be sending out some PR on that. The first 25 people, right? First 25.
The first 25. And you know what? I'm sending you right now. I'm sending you that link so you have it direct.
Yes,
so
that way I have the
show. Absolutely.
We're actually, people, just to let you know, we're recording this on Thursday, but when you listen to it, it'll be on Sunday. So it's a perfect time for you to watch it as a Sunday night movie. Am I right, Len?
That is right. That is right.
Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. And
so you asked why people would want to go check it out, and that's why.
Yes, and that's one of the many reasons why. And I guess we got this free stuff going on. We should tell them how you're coming back in October, which is the month of Halloween for people who have no idea what you're, I don't know. There's some people go, oh, really? I thought it was it. I swear to God, I have run into two people in my life who didn't know that, granted they were foreign, but still, if they're in America, they should know. But anyway, Linda, that we're coming back and doing another interview with you. She's going to pick the date and let me know. I don't know what it is yet, but we are going to do a Halloween contest. And in this contest, we will be, hopefully she comes on the first week, because if she does, then the other weeks we're going to run the details about the Halloween contest and what the prize is, which I don't know yet. However,
I can absolutely come on the first week.
Okay, so let's do it October 2nd. We'll lock that
October
in,
October 2nd.
So it's going to be a Halloween contest. Now Linda is going to come up with, she doesn't know that because we haven't discussed it further that, but Linda's going to come up with whatever the contest would be, whether it's to answer a certain amount of really hard Halloween questions about scary movies, Halloween movies, which I think would be a great idea. But see, they could look it up. Right? We
got to
figure out a way that we're asking them on the spot. So I'll think about that.
Right.
But she's going to come up with whatever the contest is. And then we give the prize, which could be a lunch or a coffee with a celebrity. I have many celebrity friends, so I can beg them, please, for my contest, please go to coffee with. Or most likely, like I was talking to one of my celebrity friends last night after we were emailing, and he said, girl, I am not going out to coffee with anybody, but I will call them and do a video chat. So most likely, you know, yeah, because he was like, you know, I'm too busy to be doing that. And he's going to shooting in New Zealand. So he said, well, I'd be up for it, but, you know, let me know what date. And I didn't know a date back then, but now I do. We could be a date with celebrity. I have a wonderful international celebrity fashion designer friend who just designed for the Oscar, for celebrities at the Oscars. So he said he would be willing to do a custom designed shirt for the winner. I can bring the prizes, but you have to come up with whatever it is. I would think maybe they have to watch Halloween Obsessed, and maybe you come up with some questions.
That's
so
a
that
good
way
idea.
We can
That's
prove, a... right?
Yeah.
So that
as a matter of fact, we can ask them questions from our pilot, The Misconception of Witches, and see how many people really know about witches.
I like it. And in order for them to win, they'll have to call in. Oh, God, we told them what it was. So they can
we'll figure out the details.
We'll work it out. But maybe we can call. Maybe it'll just be like the first 5 people or 10 people.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll work it out.
Yeah, and just, Yeah, just like you're doing for the free code on Vimeo. So we'll work out the details, but just know that you could win a great prize if you watch Halloween Obsessed. So I would take advantage of what Linda just offered you, which is to go to Vimeo.com/on-demand/witches. Go to the documentary section. First 25 people can watch it for free. And the code is QRRS, which is Question Reality Radio Show. She snuck that one on me, and I'm just beaming. I love that. I think that's
and I have
my
to
code.
Say, I have to say, that's all in caps, QRRS, all
okay.
in caps.
Okay, yeah, all in caps. Well, fantastic. Now, you, Linda Palmer, and you know that I love saying your first and last name. You know how I love your name, and you said you didn't mind, so I hope you still don't mind. Linda Palmer, you are known for making really high-quality films on a tight budget, right? So, which is everybody involved in making films clearly knows it's an extremely hard, it's a tedious process. So let's talk about Halloween Obsessed. So let's talk about how you went about planning a budget for making this docuseries and how that differs from your previous films, because you've done short films and feature films.
Sure,
so
sure.
Somebody that's, you know, want to do it, give us some tips.
Yeah. So again, you know, we invested some money in equipment. We had to buy some lighting equipment. We had to buy a decent camera. Since then, we both have iPhones, the iPhone 12, and I'm going to be upgrading to the 13. But with the iPhone 12s, we've actually been using those in our interviews so we get more angles on our subjects. We did buy specific lenses for the iPhones to, you know, really upgrade them, and an app that really gives us more control, you know, to the camera. But after the investment in equipment, the actual investment in documentary filmmaking is much less. First of all, you're not paying interview, you know, people that are in it, because you're just interviewing them, right? So you don't have the cost that you
have.
You
don't have to pay them an interview fee or anything like that?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Do they have they still have to sign a release though, right?
They have to sign releases, but the reason that most people are not paid is because they don't want, you know, they don't want documentaries to, it's an ethical thing, right? If you pay them, then maybe they'll say something about your topic or whatever. So you're really interviewing them. And so obviously you have to work around their schedule. You know, you don't want to take up very much of their time. So our shoots are maybe 3 hours, an hour in to set up, maybe an hour for the interview and an hour to break down and leave. That's really been enough time for us to get what we needed for each of our subjects. So, you know, it's, and then we just recently started using this software called openreel.com, which allows us to, if the person on the other end has an iPhone 7 or newer, then they can record. What will happen is they just type a code into their phone after they download the app, and then we have control of their phone, so we can like turn it on for a take, we can upload it, we can change the settings and make it 4K instead of whatever they have it on, and so we control that, but they see us on their screen, and then we talk to them, right? So that's another way that we've been able to really get a lot more people involved in our documentaries around the country through Open Reel, and it makes our filming costs a lot less than if we
out. Could realistically have someone shooting in another country even, and like getting footage from another country?
Yeah, it's a little more expensive when you go outside the country. Most of the stuff we've done, and because Halloween is really a U.S. thing, a U.S. holiday, is we've been working inside the U.S.
Just thinking for like my projects. I was thinking for other projects or people who have information, I would be telling them, because you know this show is all about giving tips and advice and resource information. So I'm going to tell them what you gave today, which is that openreel.com. So I wanted to know for a tip for them, can they actually use that to shoot their projects? Maybe if somebody's a friend, they have a friend or family in London.
What I would recommend is for them to go to openreel.com and to check out the software to see, you know, do, you know, watch the video on what it does. But what it's allowed us to do is radically reduce our travel and our production cost to do just that sort of short interview. Now, you know, it has some drawbacks in the sense that you can't really design much. You're kind of limited to what the people have on that side. Generally, you know, we're not sending microphones or lighting equipment out there. We're working with what they have. So I have a call with them, sort of like a pre-design call to kind of see what space they're going to be in and see, you know, how it looks. And if they're, you know, if it's not really conducive to what would work for us, then I kind of have them walk around and find another space. But, you know, you have to work with available lighting. So usually it's by a window or it's outside. But anyway, I mean, it's worked so far for us to do that. Now, I would not say that that's our highest quality filmmaking. I mean, honestly, I think in our short series, the web series that we're doing called Civil Disobedience, which is actually back to what you said earlier, I do a lot more socially relevant things. So people are like, how is Halloween socially relevant?
Anyway. It's very socially relevant. Don't ask us that question.
Well, anyway, Civil Disobedience is socially relevant. And what that deals with is it's really about a variety of topics that are put out in front. And well, here's what it says. It's really an anthology of shorts where each one deals with a social issue from a different perspective. And it in hopes of sort of generating a conversation, getting people to have a conversation about whatever the topic is. So for instance, the one that we're doing right now is about a Black driver that's pulled over by a cop. And there's somebody that comes to his, I guess, rescue that is unusual. It's an unusual encounter. And it's called The Samaritan. We just finished it. It's now getting a sound mix and just the finishing VFX on it. And then we're going to be putting it in festivals or entering it in festivals the rest of this year. But it really is an amazing project. Honestly, Priscilla, next to Our Father, it's probably the best filmmaking that we've done at Runaway Productions. So I really encourage people to go to civildisobedienceseries.com. Check out the series. We have, like I said, there's different topics, different episodes that deal with all sorts of things from voter registration to, people who wear religious head coverings, gun violence, all kinds of issues. So yeah, it's definitely a series that I'm doing with my partners, Dion Van Ruin and Andrew Anocci, who, by the way, stars in Samaritan, but Dion wrote Samaritan and is a co-director on it. But it's a fantastic series.
Civil Disobedience.
And that's super high quality.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
That's super high quality. That series is super high quality.
Oh, would you shoot that on a Red?
Actually, that series has been shot on a Canon with Tokina lenses. We're really excited about it. It looks amazing. Samaritan was a little, because you were talking about budgets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more, that particular piece was a little more complicated because we did part of it at one time when we were in a studio. So we did our interrogation in that studio. And then, by the end of the year, we were shooting the rest of it, which is the outside part where he gets pulled over. So it was split up. Between that time, our first two episodes that we shot earlier in the year have already released and they've been winning a bunch of awards. That's Perspective and Trauma. And we just were able to come back and finish this. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard to raise money for web series. So you have to really find people that believe in you. I have a partner that I've worked with in other things. His name's Brian McCormick. He has a production company called Campfire Stories. And he really believes in the kind of work we're doing and has come on as a production partner. And with his help, we've really been able to just put some incredible work out. So, you know, but it is pretty hard, you know, to do that kind of work.
Absolutely. And that is a web series as opposed to...
That is a web series. Okay. CivilDisobedienceSeries.com.
So civil disobedience here. I can't say that. Try to say that three times. CivilDisobedienceSeries.com. I have to say it slow. Lastly, we're going to finish up with something that I got very excited about when I found out you were involved in this project. And I have, let me just get this out first and then we're going to ask your questions. LWL. Laugh with Lillian, and
yes.
I wanted to ask you, pray tell, this new episode sounds very fun. I know it's a family, and I think it's a web series. Here's what I'm excited to tell you. All right, so I didn't even know you were doing this project, but I'm just dying right now, Linda, to discuss this because you're the first filmmaker that I've had on my show in 14 years who's actually shooting and directing and shooting solely on iPhones. And I have a million questions about this process because I've been telling people on my show with the technology today, I am so glad that people are starting to finally figure it out that you can shoot a really high quality project right on your cell phone and it can compete with projects that cost $1 million or more. Now, people, I've told you this a million times. You know, I personally produced, directed, and edited a music video, The Scent of Bliss, on three iPhones, okay? And in 2015, the year Harry Styles and One Direction broke up, I was very sad and I needed to distract myself. So my friend needed a music video because she was going to Argentina to do and to be a speaker at a tango competition. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to give an example. I shot this bitch for $50, Linda, and I swear to God, it looks so good. And you know, I don't brag on myself. I always downgrade myself. But I gotta admit, I was so proud, and it is more valuable to me than any music video that I've ever worked on. So this is something that I always encourage young filmmakers to do. Instead of you stressing out, we're going to have Linda tell you, instead of stressing out over trying to raise a ton of money and do it old school Hollywood style, as long as you can personally do it or hire someone who has the software to edit it to look like a million, you don't have to spend a million. So I got the idea, and you probably saw this movie too, Linda. I got the idea to do this music video with three of my friends using the same iPhones at the time, which, by the way, in 2015, they were the 7s, I believe, or the 6s, maybe the 5s. I can't remember. So I got the idea when I watched that movie, Tangerine, which came out in 2015. And, you know, that was the first movie. There was the big hoopla because it was shot on an iPhone. So, of course, Apple, it went crazy. It was nominated for an Oscar. It didn't win. And I'm so upset about that. Because even though in a high, those the iPhones that they used really made it look like it was an indie, low-budget film, but great content. The story was there. Everything was there. But that's where I got my idea. So what I'm excited about, Linda, as you know, since then, there have been many films that have been made on the iPhone since Tangerine debuted about 15 years mm-hmm. ago. So I'm excited. Even Lady Gaga, as you know, did Stupid Love in 2020, right? So everybody who's smart is saying, you know what? We're going to shoot on an iPhone. So I love that you're involved with this project. Tell us about LWL, Laugh with Lillian.
Yes. So what happened with that, Laugh with Lillian is one of my very, very good friends, probably one of my best friends, Lena's brain wanted to do it. And so she twisted my arm.
Of course.
And I wanted to help her. I wanted her to be able to see you know, to get this done. But it's a story that's about a mom and a daughter, and the daughter is the one that's really the normal one. The mom's really eccentric and kind of out there. Anyway, so because they were going to do, they want to do many of these, I suggested maybe they should do it on an iPhone so that they could continue to shoot on their own. Like, I do the first one with them and they can see the process of it, but then after that they can go and they could do it on their own. So we've done two. We're just finishing up the second one, which is called The Buns, which deals with COVID. Very, very funny. But the first one has already won a bunch of awards, and it was shooting with the iPhone 12. My art director, Christy Maga, and I both shoot on the show. So we have two phones going. We have a lot of coverage. And then my husband and I are editing. So really, the another reason besides helping my friend Alina is my husband and I decided to do this so that I could shoot more and get really, really just my hands wet in shooting, and we can edit more. And they're only like 5 to 7 minute pieces, so they don't take up a lot of time, but they're a great thing to practice on. So like you said, the best thing that anyone can do as a beginning filmmaker, or even if you're not a beginning filmmaker, if you're a filmmaker that's stuck trying to raise money and you can't ever do it, get out and shoot on your iPhone. Oh, yeah. Make something, you know, plan something and shoot it on your iPhone, because it's not about what you're shooting on. It's about content. So what you should be doing is investing in some lighting and some education to light, or just hire a great gaffer and literally shoot on an iPhone and get something done. You know, it's just amazing. And the 13 now allows you to rack focus, which is very much a film thing that people are used to. So like one person who's in front is in focus, and then someone in the background starts talking, and then it switches focus to that person in the back. That's a rack focus. So
like,
anyway,
it blurs them out. That's what a lot of people may not know.
So here's what I want to say. One more thing. So I have a Patreon page because I have a lot of knowledge, right? So I for $5 a month give 6 tips, you know, like little tips. And then I have this thing where it's like for $20 a month, and you can just literally do one $20 a month thing and then go watch every probably through video. But I have a thing called Make a Film Alongside Me. So we were shooting Civil Disobedience, and it's like 27 steps. Do these steps alongside me and you will make a film alongside me. So if they go to my Patreon page, which is just go to patreon.com, type in Linda Palmer, it'll come up. And it says I give filmmaking tips. And from there, you can go on there, you can actually see how I went and finished a film. And it should inspire you to go do your own film. And what I would say is, just like you said, start on an iPhone. There's no reason you can't do this. This is, it's amazing. I mean, you're gonna need to really make it look good. You're gonna need to color correct. And that's just to really kind of give it a look, right? They shoot beautifully, but if you want to give it a look and like have a feeling about it, that's color correct. I'll bump it out of it. And then to me, the thing about any movie is the minute you put professional music to it and professional sound, suddenly it sounds like a good movie. So that's my tip.
No, it's true. I watch so many movies. I don't want to tell you the channel, but I watch so many movies and you can barely hear them, yet the music is blasting your eardrums out. I'm like, and that cost $5 million to make, and they did that with the sound. So yeah, that really is disheartening when you hear that, because you think, God, I've done so much better with $5 million, right? It just depresses you. It's so much. But I just wanted to finish this show because we're already a minute over. But Linda Palmer, I love that you're coming back to visit us on October 2nd. We're going to do it video. Let's go to Hollywood. Halloween. So
yes, let's shoot in costume. Absolutely.
That itself is going to be a treat, right? All right. So everybody, obviously, Linda Palmer is the best in the West. That's a tacky term, but I love it because she is. Please go to her website at and check out her projects. Her website is runawayproductions.tv.
And from there, you can find anything. My Patreon link there, right. All my social media, everything's on runawayproductions.tv.
Runawayproductions.tv. You'll find her Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, and it's all under Halloween Obsessed ENT. Thank you, Linda Palmer, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you. I say goodbye to your fans.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Go make a movie on an iPhone.
That's right. We'll see you next week on Question.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona. Right here on LA Talk Radio.